three key issues, remarriage, birth control, and head coverings. But I'm already remarried. Dear Mr. and Mrs. Pearl, it is sad to know you've missed God's will for your life. I want God's will, and with the help of my church, I am willing to lay my life down for Christ. My first husband left. He filed for divorce. I never would, of course. And offered to give me everything, including the children, as long as I did not push for child support. If I did, he would fight for the children. I let him off in order to save my children. He was not a Christian and lived a selfish, self-centered life. When two are unequally joined, it is so hard. He had no interest in church or reading the Bible, and he was a bad influence on the kids. I was not sad to see him go. 3 years later, I met and married Fred. We had both been divorced, and both of us brought children into the marriage. For the last 12 years, we've had our ups and downs. I started feeling like something was not right about our sexual union, and asked him to give me time to think it through. Sex just seemed wrong, and I did not want to dishonor God again. God led me to a lady who went to a very conservative church an hour away. I asked Fred to take us to her church, but he did not want to leave our church. Plus, he refused to drive that far just for church. I went just to see how it was, and that is where I finally saw what God was trying to tell me. I now know that before God, Fred and I are not really married. It is just terrible to think of all those years I lived in adultery. God forgive me. Anyway, I told my husband how I felt and moved upstairs. At this time in my life, I do not have an income or a home, other than our home which we share. I know I cannot live as a wife to Fred, but he is telling me to either be his wife or get out. I have prayed and prayed, and God has not given me direction. I only want to be the pure bride of Christ. Eternity is more important than the here and now. What can I do? Sue Ann. Dear Sue Ann, you said that your first husband was not a believer and that he left you. God tells us, but if the unbelieving depart, let him depart. A brother or a sister is not under bondage in such cases, but God hath called us to peace. 1 Corinthians 7:15. You also state that your first husband married again, thus joining himself with another. Matthew deals with this in 2 different chapters. But I say unto you that whosoever shall put away his wife, saving for the cause of fornication, causeth her to commit adultery, and whosoever shall marry her that is divorced committeth adultery. Matthew 5:32. And I say unto you, whosoever shall put away his wife, except it be for fornication, and shall marry another, committeth adultery, and whoso marrieth her, which is put away, doth commit adultery. Matthew 19:9. What, know ye not, that he which is joined to an harlot is one body? For two, saith he, shall be one flesh. 1 Corinthians 6:16. You cast doubt on your marriage to Fred being a real marriage. Yet Jesus gives us a clear example of what he considers a real marriage when he spoke to the woman at the well. Now Jacob's well was there. Jesus, therefore, being wearied with his journey, sat thus on the well, and it was about the 6th hour. There cometh a woman of Samaria to draw water. Jesus saith unto her, Give me to drink. For his disciples were gone away unto the city to buy meat. Then saith the woman of Samaria unto him, How is it that thou, being a Jew, askest drink of me, which am a woman of Samaria? For the Jews have no dealings with the Samaritans. Jesus answered and said unto her, If thou knewest the gift of God, and who it is that saith to thee, Give me to drink, thou wouldest ask of him, and he would have given thee living water. The woman said unto him, Sir, thou hast nothing to draw with, and the well is deep. From whence then hast thou that living water? Art thou greater than our father Jacob, which gave us the well, and drank thereof himself, and his children, and his cattle? Jesus answered and said unto her, Whosoever drinketh of this water shall thirst again. But whosoever drinketh of the water that I shall give him shall never thirst. But the water that I shall give him shall be in him a well of water springing up into everlasting life. The woman saith unto him, Sir, give me this water, that I thirst not, neither come here to draw. Jesus saith unto her, Go, call thy husband, and come hither. The woman answered and said, I have no husband. Jesus said unto her, Thou hast well said, I have no husband, for thou hast had 5 husbands, and he whom thou now hast is not thy husband. In that sayest thou truly. John 4:6-18. Jesus clearly distinguished between a live-in and a husband. Jesus recognized the legal contract of marriage. If Jesus recognized all 5 of her husbands as legal husbands, do you think he does not recognize your marriage contract and vow with Fred? Lest you think you might have some religious reason to go back to your first husband, it is important for you to read the passage in Deuteronomy. When a man hath taken a wife and married her, and it come to pass that she find no favor in his eyes, because he hath found some uncleanness in her, then let him write a bill of divorcement and give it in her hand and send her out of his house. And when she is departed out of his house, she may go and be another man's wife. And if the latter husband hate her, and write her a bill of divorcement, and giveth it in her hand, and sendeth her out of his house, or if the latter husband die, which took her to be his wife, her former husband, which sent her away, may not take her again to be his wife, after that she is defiled, for that is abomination before the Lord. And thou shalt not cause the land to sin, which the Lord thy God giveth thee for an inheritance. Deuteronomy 24:1-4. The phrase abomination before the Lord appears 8 times in Scripture. Abomination is a strong word used only for terrible sins. These 8 verses list what God considers an abomination: witchcraft, sacrificing children in fire as worship, sodomy, worship of false gods in high places, and the verse about going back to the former husband. Some say that this is an Old Testament passage, and that the New Testament never mentions the subject, so it's not relevant for today. Do you believe God could find something so evil, so disgusting, so totally abominable at one time, yet some years later, that same filthy abomination become his perfect will? I think not. Jesus Christ the same yesterday and today and forever. Hebrews 13:8. The conclusion of the matter. 1 Corinthians 7 deals with marriage, separation, and divorce. Its conclusions are, Art thou bound unto a wife? Seek not to be loosed. Art thou loosed from a wife? Seek not a wife. 1 Corinthians 7:27. Let every man abide in the same calling wherein he was called. 1 Corinthians 7:20.